With Montana News, I'm Austin Amastoy. Rolling waves of sweet-smelling shrubs, often called the sagebrush sea, stretch on for miles across the western United States. But this important ecosystem is threatened by human alteration and invasive species. New federal investments aim to address these threats in Montana. MTPR's Ellis Julin has more.
Sagebrush habitat spans 165 million acres across multiple states. It supports hundreds of species of wildlife, some of which aren't found anywhere else in the world. Humans also use the land to ranch, hunt, and for oil and gas extraction. In 2022, a group of researchers mapped the ecosystem and identified priority areas for conservation. Since then, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been investing $50 million using that map as a guide. This year, more than $1 million of that will fund projects in eastern and southwestern Montana, treating thousands of acres to remove invasive grasses, protect existing water resources for cattle and wildlife, and remove trees that have moved into sagebrush habitat. Shiva Sundaresan is the agency's deputy director.
Whether you're a rancher whose cows are grazing in the sagebrush, or whether you're a wildlife advocate who wants to see more sage grouse, or you want to go out hunting for your mule deer or pronghorn, you need that ecosystem to be resilient to climate and resilient to drought.
Removing invasive grasses reduces wildfire risk, since grass can act like kindling on a fire, and an area that is burned is less likely to see sagebrush regrow. These projects are also important for climate resiliency, as intact ecosystems can better withstand climate change impacts like increasing drought and support more wildlife like birds. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.